Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 384. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a great day. Actually, it's always a great day in my head, so hopefully you can do that as well. All right, now, if you want to watch the show, you can go to www.ustreamtv.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, click on Watch, and then search for Dentally Speaking. Before we get started, I'd like to ask for your help in securing volunteer dentists and dental hygienists for our 5th annual Dentistry from the Heart event. It's going to take place this June 12th, and we need dentists and we need dental hygienists. So if you know any of those or you are any of those, please call my office at 262-9588. Let me just tell you that Dentistry from the Heart is a day of free dentistry for anyone who wants it. Fillings, cleanings, extractions, all you have to do is show up. So if you know people in need, or you are in need, just come by the office on June 12th. We start at 7 a.m. We go till 4 p.m. And, you just show up and we'll get you signed in. All right, today we welcome Keith Carlos, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, the hit show on the CW. Let me just read you a little bit of his bio. Exuding confidence, exemplifying talent, athleticism, stunning good looks, and boasting an NFL background, Keith Carlos won Cycle 21 of America's Next Top Model, the first male to do so. In 2013, Keith was a wide receiver for both the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. In just a short time, Keith has successfully transitioned from the NFL to the world of high fashion modeling. At 26 years old, Keith, a native of Bridgeport, Connecticut, has made astonishing accomplishments. All right, so, hey, Keith, thank you so much for being on my radio show again. Now, we had you on last Sunday. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing.
But that was before, you might remember, you came in town, we did the x-rays, we figured out what you were going to need, but we didn't do anything yet. So now we've had that big, long appointment on the, well, it was actually the same day as the show.
Yeah.
And we had you in the chair for, we figured out it was 10 and a half hours.
About 11 or 15 hours.
But, no, wait a minute, you told me that it didn't feel like that.
It definitely didn't. After I got sedated, it's like I went to sleep and I woke up and no pain. So I woke up feeling pretty good.
That's good. Now, we did have to start an IV, and that didn't hurt much, right, in your arm?
Not at all. Not at all. I enjoyed the whole experience. No, honestly, I really did.
Okay, that's neat, because I know, and you don't mind if we talk about what we've done for you, right?
Not at all.
Okay, because Keith came in from L.A. He's a busy guy. He's, as you know, we just said he's the winner of America's Next Top Model, first male winner, former NFL player, and lives in L.A. And so he came in and came right to the office so we could do the x-rays. And we figured out that you had a lot more going on in your mouth than you realized.
Yeah.
In fact, we found cavities. We found a tooth that needed a root canal. We found missing teeth. We found, oh my goodness, you had your sinuses had dropped, all kinds of stuff. Did you know any of that?
Not at all. My mouth was like a reflection of the story of my life, you know. You know, missing teeth and really not taking care of these routine things that I should have to prevent all these things. But I was glad that you were able to catch them and fix them.
So, see, a lot of people that are listening right now are in the same boat. They've decided to have teeth out instead of having them repaired. And so I want to find out from you, why did you have those three teeth extracted rather than saving them?
Well, those three teeth... Actually, well, one of them got knocked out with a baseball in high school, and the two others were pulled out because of bad cavities. It was, I guess, bad advice from my dentist telling me to extract them because of the pain, and they didn't want to save them, so they pretty much pulled them out.
He didn't even give you a choice of trying to save it?
No, not at all.
Wow, and you were younger, so you didn't think to question, right?
Not at all. I just wanted the pain to end.
Okay. Was there any discussion about what it would have cost to save?
No.
None?
None.
So they made a decision for you, which turned out to be maybe not the best one, right?
Yeah, it was more so like, hey, you're young, they're in the back, don't worry about it. Give me a tooth.
Okay, now, I think I told you this the other day. If you had gone to a physician with an infected toe and it was hurting, there's no way the physician would say, well, let's just cut that one off.
Yeah. Nowadays, you know, they'd have probably gave me a pill and I'd have grew a new toe.
No, they can't do that yet.
Not yet?
No. Don't tell people that because they're going to think they're going to wait around so we can regrow teeth. They're just going to have them all extracted and say, well, maybe we can regrow, but that's not going to be in our lifetime.
Okay.
I know you're just kidding, but people get the wrong impression sometimes.
Yes.
Well, so now, was your mom in the room? Like, were you young enough that mom would have had a chance to decide, hey, we don't want Keith's tooth extracted. Can't you save it?
Actually, she was rooting for the tooth to get extracted as well. She's one of those who, you know, if the tooth hurts, pull it.
Okay, so there's like a little bit of a dental knowledge gap there where maybe not enough people understand that, first of all, a lot of these teeth can be saved. But most importantly, did you realize that it's always cheaper to save the natural tooth than it is to have it out and replace it later with an implant?
I actually learned that a couple days ago.
From me?
From you.
Oh, okay. Okay. You were listening.
Right.
Yeah, it's always cheaper to save the tooth. Always. No matter what.
Cheaper.
There you go. Yeah, rhyming. People remember that. Say that again.
It's cheaper to keep her.
That's cool. I've never heard that one. So, okay, so it's cheaper to keep it. And what that entails, though, is a lot of times it's a root canal. And let's face it, people stay away from the dentist for one main reason. And we talked about this, too. What's the main reason that you really stayed away? I mean, be honest.
Pain.
Fear.
Fear.
Fear of pain,
fear
right?
Of pain.
You thought it was going to hurt, so you're afraid.
Yes, not only was it going to hurt me, it was going to hurt my pockets.
Well, you're right. There's fear of... Exactly, and that's a good point. We need to talk about that, too.
Well, definitely.
Because we already talked about how if somebody gets their tooth corrected... Well, first of all, let's go back. Cavities don't hurt, right? You learned that because you had 13 cavities.
And didn't even know it.
Exactly.
And didn't even know it. Cavities don't hurt.
You had one tooth that was sore, and what did that one need? Do you remember?
Root canal.
Right. So if you're waiting around, you're at home, and you haven't been to a dentist in a while, you could have 13, 14, 15 teeth, all of them close to needing a root canal, and you don't even know it. And by the way, if you wait till it hurts, that's probably what you need. And now you are talking about the cost, because a root canal on a molar is about $1,200, $1,300. But saving the tooth, a filling, maybe $200,
$150? Yeah. I learned that firsthand.
There's nothing like the pocketbook getting hit hard for somebody to realize, oh, shoot, I did that. Why did I do that? Why did I wait?
Yeah, and then the process actually hurts more. You know, the root canal hurts more than getting a filling, so it makes sense.
It can hurt more. It doesn't always, but yeah, you're right. If we numb a tooth, you don't feel anything. But here's the thing. Some of these really sore teeth, they're pounding toothaches. People wait till the absolute last minute. It hurts in the morning. You know what? They don't come in the morning. They go to work first.
Yeah.
Then they call us at 5 saying, oh, I got this terrible tooth. Can you work me in, you know?
That's what I meant, you know, not the actual hurting of the process of you fixing it, but the process of the tooth rotting and hurting gradually as the days go on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it does get worse, and it starts to pound with every heartbeat.
Yes,
it does.
That's
what you had, right?
Yes.
Every heartbeat. And so... The first thing you said to me was, I think I need a tooth out.
That's the first thing I said, yes. Get it out of here. Yes.
Okay, so we're trying to change people's perspective, people's ideas about this. And so cavities don't hurt. That's important to know. And if you already have a pulsating toothache, you probably need a root canal, right?
Yes.
These are going to be important things for people to remember because
Remember this, folks.
Well, I'm thinking that it might be one of Dr. Kavicka's question of the day, which we're going to do soon. Maybe that'll be the question, right?
Yes. if your tooth is hurting, it's pounding, you got a headache from it, you need a root canal. So if you just you assume you have a cavity, go get it checked out immediately before it gets worse.
Okay. Good advice from Keith Carlos. If you're just joining us, that is Keith Carlos, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model. In a little bit, not right now, but a little bit, we're going to do Dr. Kavicka's question of the day. So you may want to remember that cavities don't hurt, and if you have a pounding toothache, it probably means you need a root canal, I mean with every heartbeat. Okay, so we also found missing teeth, and I know that you're a model, and I know that, see, now you're a pretty smart guy, because there's a camera right there, and he made sure he's sitting on my left.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if he were sitting on my right, you would see this. Turn that way for a minute. Check it out. Do you see that hole there? He's learned that he has to turn to this side. This man's been on national television multiple times, and he's learned to put the camera to that side. But he didn't want to do that anymore, right? That's why we did the implants, yeah.
Yeah, I had to learn my angles and pretty much learn how to tilt my head. I have to be cognizant of where the cameras are. And when you're getting hit from different cameras and different angles, you really can't hide. You know, you can ball your lip up, you can do all that, but that's just going to make you look foolish. So I just came to the point where I was like, hey, I need to get this situated before my career advances. So
right. And people think you're already a successful guy, you've already been in the NFL, you're on this national television show. They have no clue that you could even have a cavity, let alone missing teeth there, missing tooth there, missing tooth there.
Right.
And so there's this almost like an epidemic out there of people that are just putting things off, not getting the work that they need. Did you know that untreated dental decay can cause a person to die?
Not at all.
You didn't know that?
No. How was that?
Well, there's a very famous case of a young man. He was 12 years old, Diamante Driver, in Baltimore. And his mom had two sons. They were on public assistance. And the paperwork for Diamante hadn't been filled out yet or properly. So mom wasn't taking him to the dentist. And he developed this really bad toothache, and she finally took him to an emergency room. But what had happened, she didn't know this, but what had happened is the decay had gone into the nerve center of his tooth, and an infection developed, and it spread through his body and went to his brain. And even after two surgeries, brain surgery, within about a week or two, he was dead from a tooth that hadn't been taken care of. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, that's, wow. That's hard to even believe, but that's crazy.
Yeah, you can Google it. Diamante Driver, yeah. Diamonte, I believe, Driver. You can just Google 12-year-old boy dies of tooth decay. Literally, you'll find it.
Wow.
There was a gentleman, a 26-year-old in Cincinnati, that died of untreated tooth decay. It doesn't happen often, but it happens enough that we don't want that for you. We don't want that for our listeners, for our viewers. We don't want that for anybody. And there's no reason for it, because if people would just change their perception, their attitude, then we can save some lives too, you know?
Most definitely. And so stop the procrastination with getting your teeth fixed.
Right. And you have to have them checked before you know they need fixed.
Definitely.
So if you're staying out with it, you haven't had an exam, how do you know you have a cavity?
Right.
Hey, we are going to do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day now. So like I said, you might want to remember that cavities don't hurt, and that if you have a pulsating toothache that pounds with every heartbeat, you probably need a root canal. All right? But before we do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of dentists and the dark.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. With us in the studio today is Keith Carlos from America's Next Top Model.
Sorry.
He's, you got to give me that mirror.
I had to make sure I look good.
Your hair's all combed, right?
Yeah,
and these cell phones these days are like mirrors, because you can do the selfie. You can look at the screen from either side. Okay, so here's the okay. So the question of the day is, and don't forget, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, not by Keith himself,
and
if we could arrange that. And what?
And a date with Keith Carlos.
And hey, the phones are going to light up if they get a date with Keith Carlos. Is that for real?
see the way my bank account is set up, my checking, my savings. No, that's not true.
Okay. Hey, it was worth a try. All right. So you're going to win free flowers. The number to call is going to be 459-9769, 459-9769, and the question is, true or false, if you have a pounding toothache, it might mean that you need a root canal. Is that true or is that false? And is it true or false that you can have cavities and have no pain? All right, it's kind of a two-part question. All right, so the number to call, 459-9769, 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Dentally speaking, is this talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Yeah! I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
And when you smile, I will smile. And next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings and we'll fly. When you smile, I will smile. And next time when I look in your eyes.
All right, we're back. We have four callers on the line. And we'd like to, we have to figure out which caller is going to be the winner. So, Keith, can you pick a number between 1 and 4?
14. You said 1 and 4. That's 14, right?
You are. You got me on that one.
Number one.
Okay, so we're going with caller number one. And that is Alice. Are you there, Alice?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. And do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It is true.
True. Did you know that, Alice?
No, until you and Keith were talking about it this morning.
Okay. Well, we'll have to spread that word so people don't sit around at home thinking they're healthy, won't we?
That's true. And tell Keith that congratulations, because I watched him win the top.
Oh, hey, Keith, we got a watcher, a viewer.
Yes, he was very lucky. He was very fortunate. I didn't think he was going to get it at first. God bless. Good luck.
Drama. Okay, well, Keith, Alice says good luck. All right, Alice, well, thank you very much. All right, so let's get back to our interview. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking, and with us in the studio is Keith Carlos, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, and he came in from L.A. to have me do some dental work. And what I think is cool about your trip, Keith, is it's not for cosmetics. You actually have a nice smile. You already had that taken care of. And so sometimes people think that the Hollywood type folks are only interested in the cosmetics. And I think it sends a great message that you came in to get the routine stuff fixed, the cavities, the missing teeth, you know, the root canal. That's not glamorous.
That's the stuff that really counts, the stuff that you can't see, you know, the internal stuff that's going to really affect you long term. So I want to make sure those little things didn't grow into something bigger to where it can keep me out of, you know, an audition or filming something to progress my career. So I want to make sure those little things are taken care of now, so I won't have to worry about them later.
Good point, because you have a movie coming up called Hollywood Tragedy, right?
Yes, A Hollywood Tragedy.
A Hollywood Tragedy?
Yes.
Okay. And if you're filming, I mean, they have a tight filming schedule.
Right.
It's very expensive to have all those people on site. And they don't appreciate if somebody has to step away to go get a root canal, right?
Right. Or to get some Orajel because they have a toothache.
Yeah, and it's hard to act. It's hard to do your role if you're in pain, right?
Yeah, with your head pounding, most definitely.
Yeah. So, and you know what? I don't know if you know this, but the military, they don't allow people to enlist if they have a bunch of cavities either.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah, because, well, first of all, they don't want to be responsible for the cost of having to fix all these guys' teeth. But think about how dangerous it would be if you were deployed to Afghanistan and you're laying in the bush somehow hiding, and there's some enemy combatants that are walking by, and you all have to be real quiet, and all of a sudden you have to go, oh, my tooth hurts. It could get you all killed, right? You didn't know that. Didn't think of that, huh?
Nah, I thought a soldier that tough, you know, wouldn't even complain about a toothache, no?
Well, tooth pain can be pretty bad. It's there's that toothache in the background, and there's this searing pain that happens sometimes, like when the nerve first gets exposed.
I had them all. I know exactly what you mean.
So you do get it.
I can see it. I can see that. Yes.
Yeah. Especially if you're not expecting it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyway, that's how important that is. Now, we did the sedation, and the sedation, you told me that it felt like, well, how did it feel like? Because we did the first half of the day was just with local anesthetic, Novocaine. Actually, there's no such drug. It's lidocaine, xylocaine, all that stuff. But then, at some point, we sedated you. And when we were all done, I asked you how long you thought you'd been here, and what did you say?
I thought I fell asleep and woke up, like, immediately.
Because I remember when I told you what time it was, you thought, because I had said, well, he's been sedated for several hours, and you looked at me and goes, several hours? You could barely talk, but you said several hours.
Yeah, I don't remember that part, but I remember getting up and walking down the hallway, but it felt like, literally, like I fell asleep for a second.
Yeah.
For a second.
And that's a cool way to have dentistry, isn't it?
Yeah, I woke up without any pain, too, so I thought it felt good, because I didn't think, you know?
And the most important thing to me, well, because you can't remember what you were thinking. you weren't really thinking straight. You weren't walking straight, either.
Really? I felt like it.
I know.
Like I was flowing.
Everybody tells me I'm fine, I can drive myself home, and they're, like, going crooked down the hallway, you know?
Yeah, I actually went straight to your bathroom, so I'm not sure if I missed or...
Oh, is that what we found in there? Is that you?
Oh,
is that you?
I'm sorry, man.
Okay. Clean up in men's room.
Right. but it was a great experience, man, and I thank you for it.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for coming.
All right, looks like it's time for us to go to a break, so stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Keith Carlos, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
So let's talk a little bit about, you have the movie. What else do you have coming up?
I'm working on just hitting the ground running with my agency, trying to land some good commercial work.
You want to be an actor, right?
Yeah, I'm in a couple acting classes as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So what can you see yourself as, on a soap opera, or how do you see yourself? You want to be like an action hero or a soap opera guy?
I'm going to do, theater, film, and soap opera as well. Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just learning the whole thing.
So, okay. So you have to be able to, like, cry. Can you cry on command?
Yeah, of course.
Without me sticking you with a needle or something?
All I got to do is think about you sticking me with a needle and I'm going to cry.
He's already said that's not true, so we're not going there, right?
Right.
He's just teasing, I hope.
I'm crying right now, by the way.
You are?
Look, you don't see it?
Let me see.
That's a dry cry.
I want to see it again.
You see it?
Really?
It's a dry cry. I'm crying, but you can't see it, but yeah. I'm really crying.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's art. You just got to, you got to hone on.
Okay. I'm really painting right now. Can you see it?
Really?
Yeah, I'm really painting right now.
I see it.
Anyway, so hey, if somebody wanted to hire you for an event or to do a commercial or to be in their movie, how do they reach you?
Well, you can reach me on all my social media platforms. My Instagram is @KeithCarlos, and on there I have all my team's information on there, and you can reach me on any of those emails. And my Twitter handle is @Keith_Carlos. So you can follow up on me and see what I'm doing on there, and I'll keep you updated with all the things that Keith Carlos is doing.
But you've got, like, tens of thousands of people. How are you going to, if I sense something, how do I know I'm going to actually get through? Like, who reads all these things?
Just like, you know, put the emoji with the hand up and say, hey, it's me. I was listening when you were, you know, interviewing with Dr. Kavicko. Hey, it's me. And I'll be like, oh, I remember you. So I'll just, you know, respond.
So the hand.
The hand. It's a hand emoji. And it nah, I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
No, no, I worry about that because I'm one of the charity events I told you that we do.
Okay.
One of them is called Team Smile. We were shooting for the middle of September this year, the first 2 weeks. It's working with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And so talking to the guy down there, and he said, well, you know, 17th and 18th is out. And I go, why? And he goes, because Taylor Swift's doing a concert both days. And I said, he said, they're probably going to kick us out of the building, the team, okay?
Okay.
And I said, well, wait a minute. If Taylor Swift's going to be there, 17th and 18th, why don't we do it on the 18th, and she could come down and shake some hands and sign some autographs with the kids, because about 300 low-income children from inner-city schools are going to get free dental care that day. And so I'm trying to reach Taylor Swift's people. And I just feel like if all I did was go and find her on Twitter, there's no way with all of the ones she gets, anybody would ever find mine. So is there another way if somebody really, truly wants to hire you? Is there a phone number for your agent? Or is you're not allowed to give it out? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because what if you got these offers and you're not really getting, they're not getting through to you?
Here's an email that you can take, okay? bookings@teamkeithcarlos.com. And you'll be able to reach me, not me personally, but, you know, my management at that email. And if they're interested, they will respond. If they're not, they won't.
Okay. Is that Ishmael?
Ishmael?
Yeah, who's the guy that does that email?
Oh, my management. Her name is Mara Santino at Luber Rockland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've never met her.
Yeah. Ishmael, actually, that's my personal business manager.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have a couple.
Okay, so he doesn't answer those, but the other girl does.
The other one, Mara Santino.
Okay. And you don't happen to have Taylor Swift's email address, do you?
No, but
it's worth asking, right?
Yeah. So.
Can you get it?
Taylor, you know.
Tay-Tay?
Tay-Tay, baby. I was just wondering if I could get your number for Dr. Kavicko. You know, we have a event coming up, and he needs you.
Hey, so. You guys are almost the same age.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Really?
I think is she 26 or something?
No, she's like 12.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Taylor Swift, how old are you?
Oh, wait a minute. She's 21 or 22. Didn't she just turn 21?
She probably is, yeah.
Okay.
I like older women.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Oh, I'm not really talking about that.
All right. So is there anything you would like to have people know about you and your career and how they follow you?
Yeah. Once again, you can follow me on my Instagram always, and I'll keep you updated with everything I have going on at Keith Carlos. And my Twitter handle is @Keith_Carlos.
Okay, and you have to know how to spell Keith, though, which I figured out I didn't. There's an E first, right? It's
oh,
K-E. No, no. I mean, there's only two ways it could be, but I did try it the wrong way first.
It's like Keith Sweat and Carlos Santana. You just put them together. Keith Sweat. No, that's wrong. Keith Carlos. No.
I think we just lost people.
Yeah, I'm lost too. We're together.
Hey, we're going to be seeing you again in what we figured out about 5-6 months when your implants are healed, and we're going to do some crowns. And so maybe we can talk to you again then, okay?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Well, thank you so much for being on my show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the dental work.
Oh, you're welcome. And the biggest thing you said to me that was so cool was the very next day, this man is either really tough or we're really gentle. I'm not sure what it is, or it's just good drugs. But he told me he felt like $1 million after 10.5 hours in the chair, all those things we talked about. Very next day, he said he felt like $1 million. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That was just like a great compliment.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So take care, all right?
Will do.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right, we're almost out of time. But let me just ask you one more time. Try to get me some dentists and dental hygienists for my Dentist from the Heart event. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter @DrKavitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell you a little something. Before we leave, let me tell you a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.